and welcome to the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. Please join me as I share the body, mind and soul approach that helped me to lose over 150 pounds of weight after over 30 years of countless failed dieting, starting from age 9. I am a qualified nutritional therapist, low-carb expert, stress management consultant, sleep, mindset, psychology of weight loss, holistic fertility, fasting, and coaching. I'm also a writer, blogger, and in a previous life, I practiced as a qualified lawyer. Let's do this! Hello, and welcome to episode 43 of the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. Today, I would like to talk about a topic I've been pondering for a while. Words hurt, but in the words of the saying accredited to Eleanor Roosevelt, the First Lady of the US, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Eleanor Roosevelt was an American political figure, diplomat, activist. She was the First Lady of the United States from 1933 to 1945, during her husband, President Franklin Roosevelt's four terms in office. She was the longest serving First Lady of the United States of America. And there are debates as to whether Mrs. Roosevelt actually said those words, or whether similar sentiments in an awkward occasion had over time been condensed into those words. And for the purposes of what I want to talk about today, this is really unimportant. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Let me just repeat that one more time. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. And I would like to tackle this topic in two ways. And the first way is, why do words others say to us, why do they hurt us? And the second fold of this statement is all about mindset. How to use a positive mindset to deal with words that are designed to hurt us. So, no one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Words only hurt to the extent that we already believe them. Otherwise, they would not hurt us. And let me unpack what I mean by this. A few months before my 21st birthday, I started dating a guy who was 5 years older than me. And this relationship started out very loving. In fact, he declared that he was in love with me on our very first date, something that should have been a massive red flag at the time. But I was young, I smiled, and I thanked him for his love and this big declaration of love. And I actually decided to myself that he had said that because he had had a little bit too much to drink. So having too much to drink will become a defining aspect of this relationship, which will turn toxic, actually very, very toxic. He was verbally and physically abusive. Perhaps I will talk about this in a future episode, but for the purposes of this topic, I just want to concentrate on some of the verbal abuse from him at various times during the relationship. And his abuse would always coincide with him going out drinking or drinking too much, or whenever his team lost in rugby or football, or actually sometimes he would explode over absolutely nothing, such as the fact that we'd run out of washing powder or some random driver on the roads did something he didn't like, which would then descend into scary road rages or something completely insignificant. This relationship also taught me that abusive people come from all walks of life. This man was very well educated. He was an accountant working for one of the top professional services in the world. He was tall, he was good looking, he was charming, he was well mannered, he was gentle, and yet he could flip from the most loving, gentle, thoughtful person to a complete monster. And this guy would say things to me like, "You are ugly. You are fat. No man will ever want you. No man will ever love you as much as I love you. You will never get a first class in your law degree. They don't award people like you first class degrees. The day before my big interview for a job with one of the top law firms in the world, he would say things to me like, you will never get that job. They don't employ people like you. And yet, I had no self-esteem issues before, during, or after this relationship. And I very much appreciate that I am very, very lucky to have been a confident, self-assured person and to know who I truly was, even for someone so young. I was only 20 when we started dating. And even then, his words were just words. His words did absolutely nothing to break me or to reduce who I was or to cause confusion in my head as to who I was or how I was. Everything he ever said to me would turn out to be wrong anyway. And that didn't stop him saying those things that would still not happen. You are ugly. Those words did not hurt me because I knew who I was before I met him. I knew who I was during that relationship and I knew who I was after him. I would look in the mirror and see a beautiful woman. So somebody saying to me, you are ugly, that was just pointless. Someone calling me ugly was being blind or silly. His words meant nothing because they were not my deep-rooted truths or my beliefs as to who I was or how I saw myself or anything remotely related to how I saw myself, even at such a young age. And he would say to me, you are fat. For sure, I was. And there were times, like every time in my life, my weight had fluctuated during that relationship. And I actually gained a lot of weight because, again, it was another relationship where I was being wined and dined and, oh my goodness. So, yeah, I did gain weight. And I was at times very overweight or fat during the relationship when he would say those things. And even as young as I was, something in my head would always think, yep, that's a statement of fact, but I'm still beautiful and I'm working on losing the weight and I will lose the weight. I do very okay at this weight. Thank you very much. So what if I'm fat? No man will ever want you. Those words, again, they meant absolutely nothing to me because I knew that even when I was with him, men would hit on me. I stayed in the relationship for reasons that I will not go into right now on this topic. And the day I chose to end that relationship, the next boyfriend was already lined up. And I'm not proud of that overlap, but in my head, the relationship ended the very first time he placed a hand at me or stamped my head with the birthday boots I'd bought for him for his birthday or called me names. In my head, it was thank you, next. So him saying to me, no man will ever want you, that was rubbish because I knew that I was very lucky. I was very attractive to men. Those words that were designed to hurt me meant nothing. No man will ever love you as much as I love you. Again, even at such a tender age, I knew that love didn't hurt. Love wasn't the toxic cycle of abuse, huge apologies, massive gestures, followed by more abuse, huge apologies, big gestures. I knew that I would love and be loved by other greater loves, like I had loved before him and would love, well, kind of during him and be loved after him. So him saying to me, no man will ever love you as much as I love you, those were just silly words. You will never get a first class in your law degree. They don't award people like you first class degrees. Again, those words meant nothing to me because I knew my academic abilities. From my first day at university, I had pledged to myself that if I came out with anything less than a first class degree, that I had wasted my time at university. And having been awarded a first in my very first essay, I set those standards and even higher standards for myself. I not only got the first class degree I wanted, but I got the best academic prize in my graduating year in university and numerous other prizes. This man's words were meaningless. They didn't mean anything because I never believed him for one single day. And the day before my big interview for the big law firm, where he said things like, you will never get the job, they don't employ people like you. I remember smiling at him when he was saying this. He was trying to hurt me and I was just smiling at him, which actually infuriated him even more. Once again, his words did not have the bite he had intended them to have, because I knew they were not true. He was not the master of my destiny, my fate in life, or whatever was going to happen to me in the future were not in his hands. He would watch me get the job in my first choice of law firms, as well as have numerous interviews with numerous other law firms. I knew who I was. His words meant nothing. And all of this bring me back to the topic of this episode. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Words will only hurt to the extent that you already believe that they are true. The words that were designed to hurt me lost the intended bite because I was extremely lucky to have the solid foundation in myself to know that those words were not true. And even true words like being called fat had no bite because I took those as statements of facts rather than the intended insults. I was already doing what I could to lose the weight, so what else was I going to do about it? And also, I always would have in my mind, okay, fine, yeah, I'm overweight, but I'm still beautiful. What about you? You're not a nice person. That would always be in my head when those words were being spoken. Before I move on to the next aspect of this conversation, which is why do the words we're told, why do they hurt? I'd like to just conclude on that relationship and what happened after I had ended the relationship. About 5 years after the end of the relationship, this ex had contacted me and said he wanted to meet me. He actually said when he contacted me that he wanted to apologize to me about his behavior when we were in a relationship. I was very happily married at the time and I met him for lunch because I felt it was important to hear what he wanted to say. We met, we had lunch, and he was very genuine. I felt he was very genuine in his apology. He also said something that did not surprise me, that in the two relationships he had had since me, he was also very abusive to those partners. He also admitted that with those ladies after me, he had made promises about seeking help, some kind of counseling, whatever, to do with his abuse of women, but he still never did anything about it. And this podcast isn't about slagging off somebody or saying that this partner was a monster. He wasn't a monster all the time. He just was when he was being abusive for whatever reasons deep-rooted inside of him. A manner of behavior that had continued long after me. I tried to be friends with him because I think when you share a relationship with somebody, whenever possible, I think it's important to stay friends. However, what was very clear to me was that he was still toxic. There were so many things about him that would never change. I therefore made the decision that yes, I had forgiven him, genuinely forgiven him for whatever happened during our relationship, but there was no reason for me to have that toxic behavior back into my life. I did not need to stay friends with him because I had genuinely forgiven him. He wasn't my person. He wasn't my kind of person. There was absolutely nothing for me in that relationship continuing as a friendship. And I wished him well. And I hope wherever he is that he did get some help to stop his abusive relationships with women. Next week on the podcast, I'll talk more about forgiveness. Forgiveness is important, but forgiveness doesn't necessarily mean that you need to have any relationship with that person that you're forgiving or asking for forgiveness. You can genuinely forgive someone, wish them well, get on with your life, and never have anything to do with them ever again if they are not serving your purposes. Okay, let's get back to the second part of this conversation, the mindset part. So if someone calls you ugly when you're already struggling with self-esteem issues, those words will have the bite because that is how you already see yourself. If you know you're a normal size and someone calls you fat, and if you have some self-esteem issues, those words may hurt. They may, of course, also hurt if they are the truth. No one has the right to go around calling other people's names anyway. But you know who you are and you know you look good. You may even choose to laugh at this person who has called you fat. But how do we stop these words from hurting us? We do so with a change in mindset. If someone calls you a name and says something that hurts, then reflect on why those words hurt you. Perhaps someone says to you, "Oh, you're such a drama queen," and you get upset because you've been called a drama queen. Reflect on whether you are upset and triggered because you know deep inside that they are saying the truth. And this is where the major mindset shift comes in. If being called a drama queen hurts because on reflection you recognize that this is actually the truth, instead of being hurt, have gratitude that those words have opened up a part of your life that requires some work. Perhaps you need to work on being more truthful about things. Perhaps you need to work on not exaggerating things that happen in your life. Perhaps you need to work on not overreacting on issues. Perhaps you need to work on not being the sort of person that goes from one woe-me story to another poor-me story and another and another and another. Perhaps instead of this dramatic, "Oh, this sucks and that sucks and this sucks and they suck and he sucks and she sucks," you may reflect and find out that you may need to show more gratitude in life and also to work on yourself to be less of that thing that you've been called, which is why it hurts. Be less of that drama queen or drama king. Accepting that you've been triggered by the words you were called, reflecting on those reasons for the trigger, perhaps finding areas of growth and self-development mean that you have not only taken control of those words instead of taking offense, but you have also learned from that experience. This change of mindset in that kind of situation is also about taking back control. By changing words that were meant to hurt us, or perhaps not intentionally meant to hurt us, but by changing from that victim mentality to actually learning a lesson, to learning from the experience, to getting into that growth mindset, to thinking, "Okay, I'm going to reflect and I'm going to change. I will make some changes." You have taken control of the situation and you're using those words to grow rather than to diminish who you are. If they were designed to make you feel inferior, you have taken back control by remaining the bigger person and instead growing even more as a person using that experience. Instead of those words having the intended or even unintended consequences of undermining your shine, that change of mindset meant that they have been switched to being words that have added to your glow. You have banished the intended bite into a growth that makes you even a better human being. You have refused to give someone else the power to have control over your peace of mind. You have refused to give someone else the power over your happiness. Of course, words can hurt, but your change in mindset will determine whether those words will ruin your day or whether you take back the control from allowing someone else to control the kind of day you're going to have. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. You have chosen to withhold that consent to be made to feel inferior. You're saying, "Hell no, not this time, not today, not ever. You are not going to make me feel inferior because I am withholding that consent to give you that power over how I feel." No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. You are the master of your own happiness and no one is going to ruin your happiness. It is not going to happen. Not today, not this time, not ever. Somebody is out to hurt you and they have said all these things. You could have just spiraled out into having a really horrible day. Everything that can go wrong is then going to go wrong. Other stuff will follow, negative attracting negative, and you just have a really awful day. But you have withheld that consent for somebody else to ruin your happiness. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. And by choosing a different mindset, a mindset that says, okay, fine, you have said these things to hurt me, and maybe I have been triggered. And the reason I have been triggered by those words is because, yeah, maybe there are some truths in the fact that you have called me a drama queen. Maybe there's some truths in the fact that you've called me this name or that name or another name. Of course, I'm not saying that people should go around calling people names. That's just not acceptable. But you can choose how you react to somebody else trying to hurt you. You can choose how you react to someone else trying to undermine you. You can choose how you react to someone else trying to belittle you. You can choose how you react to someone else trying to make you feel inferior. Perhaps in the mistaken belief that by undermining you and making you feel inferior, they themselves become superior. You have that choice. You have the choice of the mindset. You have the choice to control the way you react. You have the choice to control if you allow somebody else to ruin your day. You can laugh at them to their faces. Actually, they probably deserve that. You can choose to reflect quietly on why those words have hurt you. Politely thank that person for giving you an area where you can grow, or maybe actually showing you an area of life where you can grow, rather than being really upset, allowing somebody else to ruin your day, reacting so badly, allowing things to spiral out of control. You have chosen to take back control. You have chosen to decide how you react to somebody trying to undermine you. You have chosen to take back that control. This is your life. This is your reaction. Your mindset is what will determine how that conversation will affect you. Even if the other person is this nasty piece of work who has gone out of their way to try to hurt you, they have failed to hurt you because you know who you are. They have failed to hurt you because you have taken the time to reflect and to grow. You have been triggered, but that trigger has shown you, hey, this is an area where I need to grow. This is an area where I need some work. This is an area where I can self-develop and grow. This is an area where I still have some work to do to becoming the better human being that I want to be, and to becoming the healthier person I want to be, and to becoming somebody who is self-aware, but also somebody who has confidence in myself, in yourself, in knowing who you are, in knowing that you're a good person, in knowing that you're a beautiful person, in knowing that you don't have self-esteem issues. You don't give other people permission to hurt you. You don't give other people permission to determine how your day or your week or this hour is going to go. They can try their best to undermine you, to hurt you, but you are strong. You know who you are. You are not going to give them the consent. You are the kind of person that will keep growing as a person, growing as a human being, developing day by day, knowing areas where you need work, knowing areas for self-development, knowing areas for self-growth, for that growth mindset that means that we're never stagnant in life and we just always have something to learn, but also appreciating who we are today and appreciating the good things we have in our lives, but also just being happier and taking control of our own happiness. And yes, words can hurt, but you are not that person who will give somebody else the consent to hurt you. you have chosen to withhold that consent. Not now, not today, not ever. You are the master of your own happiness, and no one is going to ruin your happiness with their words. It's just not going to happen. Hell no, no way. Your happiness is your primary concern and is a big goal, and that goal is dependent on you, and you will not allow anyone else to actually take control of your happiness. And on that positive note, that is all I have for you today. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. Have a great week, and I hope to see you next time on the next episode of the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. Take care and bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. If you like this podcast, please do me a huge favor and like, subscribe, share with your family and friends, and please review this podcast so that other people can find us. Please see our show notes for any links referred to in the episode. If you wish to connect with me on social, my Instagram is Belle's Low Carb World. That is BELLES Low Carb WORLD. I hope you join me next week for the next episode of the Holistic Weight Loss and Lifestyle Podcast. Have a fantastic week and thank you. This podcast is for informational purposes only. This podcast does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Thank you.